Welcome to Blazing Language. I'm Ken Nesbitt. Have you ever wondered if playing a foreign language podcast in the background actually helps you learn, or if it's just white noise? Today, we're exploring how your brain processes a new language, whether you're focusing intensely or multitasking. You'll discover the unique power of both approaches and how to combine them to make your learning journey feel effortless. Let's dive in. If you have ever found yourself washing the dishes or commuting to work with a foreign language podcast playing in the background, you have likely wondered if the words are actually sinking in. It is a common scene for the modern adult learner who is trying to balance a busy professional and personal life with the desire to acquire a new language. You might feel a sense of productivity, but a small voice in your head might ask whether you are truly learning or if you are simply experiencing a pleasant form of white noise. This brings us to a foundational topic in the journey of language acquisition: the nuances of passive listening versus active listening. To understand how we learn, we first need to define what is happening when we listen. Passive listening occurs when you hear the language without giving it your full, undivided attention. You might be multitasking, focusing on the road, or preparing a meal while the sounds of the language wash over you. In this state, your brain is not consciously trying to deconstruct sentences or look up unfamiliar vocabulary. Instead, you are absorbing the rhythm, the intonation, and the general melody of the speech. It is a low-pressure way to stay connected to the language during the gaps in your day. Active listening, on the other hand, is a more deliberate and focused practice. This is when you sit down specifically to engage with the audio. You are leaning in, perhaps visualizing the words being spoken, or trying to piece together the meaning of a sentence based on the context of the previous one. During active listening, you are mentally present and making a conscious effort to understand the message. This type of listening requires more energy, which is why it often feels more taxing for adult learners who are already managing a full day of cognitive demands. Many people assume that because active listening feels like hard work, passive listening must be a waste of time. However, the reality of language acquisition is more nuanced. Language acquisition is the process by which our brains naturally internalize a language, much like how children learn their first language through constant exposure. This is different from the traditional classroom approach of memorizing grammar rules and verb tables. For an adult, creating an environment rich in audio exposure is essential, and both listening styles play a specific role in that environment. Passive listening serves as a bridge. It helps to lower what linguists call the affective filter, which is the metaphorical wall of anxiety or boredom that can block learning. When you listen passively, there is no pressure to perform or understand every syllable. This lack of pressure allows your brain to become comfortable with the phonemes or individual sounds of the target language. Over time, the language begins to sound less like a continuous stream of noise and more like a collection of distinct words and phrases. It builds a sense of familiarity that makes future active study sessions feel less intimidating. However, the real engine of progress is active listening combined with comprehensible input. This concept, popularized by linguists like Stephen Krashen, suggests that we acquire language best when we understand the gist of what is being said, even if we do not know every single word. When you listen actively to content that is just slightly above your current level, your brain performs a fascinating kind of detective work. You use the words you already know to guess the meaning of the words you do not yet know. This process of discovery is how the brain actually maps new vocabulary and structures into long-term memory. The challenge for many adults is finding the time for this deep, focused engagement. This is where the idea of sustainable habits becomes vital. It is often more effective to engage in 15 minutes of focused, active listening every day than to attempt a 3-hour marathon once a week. By treating listening as a daily habit rather than a chore, you allow the language to become a natural part of your life. You begin to look forward to the stories and the cultural insights that the language provides, rather than viewing it as another item on your to-do list. As you progress, you will find that the line between passive and active listening often blurs. You might start a podcast passively while cleaning, only to find yourself stopping mid-task because a particular phrase caught your ear. This shift from background noise to focused attention is a sign of growth. It means your brain has recognized a pattern or a familiar word and is now ready to engage more deeply. When you use resources like the Blazing Language podcasts, you're given the opportunity to practice this fluid movement between listening styles. These stories are designed to be engaging enough for active focus while remaining grounded in a calm, steady delivery that supports your acquisition journey. Listening is also your primary gateway to cultural understanding. A language is not just a code for exchanging information. It is a reflection of a culture's history, values, and humor. When you listen to native speakers, you are hearing more than just words. You are hearing how people express politeness, how they share stories, and how they view the world. Active listening allows you to pick up on these cultural nuances, such as the specific way a speaker might use a certain particle to express doubt, or the rhythmic pauses used for emphasis. This cultural immersion makes the learning process feel more meaningful and adult-focused, moving beyond simple survival phrases and into the realm of genuine connection. If you want to make the most of your listening time, try to find a balance that fits your current lifestyle. You might use your morning commute for passive exposure, letting the sounds of the language prime your brain for the day. Then, perhaps in the evening when things are quieter, you can dedicate a few minutes to active listening with a transcript or simply with a focused mind. This dual approach ensures that you are getting the quantity of exposure needed for familiarity and the quality of engagement needed for growth. Ultimately, the goal is to make language learning a sustainable and enjoyable part of your life. Whether you are leaning in with intense focus or simply letting the language play in the background while you go about your day, you are making progress. Every hour of exposure counts toward your long-term goals. By understanding the roles of both passive and active listening, you can let go of the pressure to be perfect and instead focus on the steady, rewarding process of connecting with a new culture. Consistency and curiosity are your most valuable tools, and as long as you keep listening, the language will continue to reveal itself to you in its own time.